good straight boy to begin with. But there's bad blood in him some way, and he got into the magic bullets that lead straight to the devil's work. Just like marijuana leads to heroin. You think you can take them bullets and leave them, do you? Just save a few for your bad days? Well, we all have those bad days when we can't hit for shit. And the more of them magics you use, the more bad days you have without them. So it comes down to finally all your days being bad without the bullets. Magics or nothing. Time to stop chipping around and kidding yourself. Kid, you're hooked. Heavy as lead. And that's where old George found himself out there at the crossroads, molding the devil's bullets. Now man figures it's his bullets, so it'll take what he wants. But it don't always work out that way. You see, some bullets are special for a single target, a certain stag, or a certain person. And no matter where you aim, that's where the bullet will end up. And in the moment of aiming, the gun turns into a dowser's wand and points where the bullet wants to go. George Smith was moving in a series of convulsive spasms like someone in an epileptic fit, with his face contorted and his eyes wild like a lasso horse, bracing his legs, but something kept pulling him on. Now he's picking up the skulls and making a circle. I guess old George didn't rightly know what he was getting himself into, but the fit was on him and it carried him right to the cross.